You're listening to SBS News.
The ruling was as close as a High Court judgment can get, but of wide and likely of lasting significance. The High Court has ruled Aboriginal Australians cannot be classed as foreigners or aliens under the Australian Constitution. The test case was brought by Daniel Love and Brendan Toms, who both strongly identify as Aboriginal men but were born overseas and do not hold Australian citizenship. The High Court ruled that Indigenous people have a special status. Their lawyer, Claire Gibbs, says it's a historic day.
What this means is that the High Court has found is that Aboriginal Australians are protected from deportation. They can no longer be removed from the country that they know and the country that they have a very close connection with.
Both men had been held in immigration detention after serving prison sentences and were facing deportation. Brendan Toms, legally a New Zealander, has now been released from custody in Brisbane after being held for more than 500 days. Ms Gibbs says legal action on his behalf is not over.
That is a serious deprivation of his liberty, so we will be pursuing compensation for that. He has missed out on 16 months of income, considerable time with his family, so the damages are going to be quite significant, and that's what we are revisiting now, but we'll be pursuing.
The High Court could not, though, come to a conclusive decision about whether Daniel Love, a Papua New Guinean citizen, is an Indigenous Australian. Ms Gibbs says he doesn't hold native title rights, as Mr Toms does, but she's confident that a future court hearing will prove Daniel Love's Aboriginality once and for all.
Daniel doesn't hold native title rights, so that is the slight difference, but in terms of the tripartite test that the court mentioned, the three-part test, he's certainly been accepted by his community as Aboriginal. He identifies as Aboriginal, and you know, he has biological proof that he's a descendant of the first Australians.
Daniel Love is presently being held on the Gold Coast. Ms Gibbs emphasises the case is not about whether the men were guilty of the crimes they were sent to prison for, but whether they could be deported as punishment for those crimes.
Both of my clients have been convicted of serious crimes, and some of those involve violent crimes. That's not what this is about. I'm not here to defend that conduct or condone that conduct. They rightly pled guilty to those crimes and served the time. And so, like anyone, after they served their time, they were eligible for parole. And that's where the government stepped in, has cancelled their visas and has held Brendan in immigration detention for 16 months post his sentence.
Ms Gibbs says there are other cases like this that may be affected by the High Court's decision. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.